turn with me in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13.
请打开圣经到希伯来书第十三章。
By the end of this message, I think you would memorize this verse fully.
那我们讲完这一堂信息之后，相信大家都能够背诵这一节经文。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1. Let brotherly love continue.
希伯来书十三章第一节，你们务要常存弟兄相爱的心。
In the original Greek, it's just two words. It's Philadelphia menato.
在原文里的希腊文只有两个字，就是 Philadelphia menato.
The meaning is brotherly love, let abide.
这里的意思就是弟兄相爱的心要长存。
So this verse assumes that brotherly love already exists.
这一节经文的前设就是弟兄相爱的心已经存在了。
And we'll spend the rest of the message describing what brotherly love is.
我们这一堂信息就会形容什么是弟兄相爱的心。
Another way to call it would be Christian community love.
或者我们可以这么说，什么是基督徒团契的爱。
So as you have your fingers on chapter 13 verse 1, please look back two verses.
让我们再向后看两节经文。
Let's find out why we should have brotherly love.
让我们看见为什么我们必须要有这个弟兄相爱的心。
In chapter 12 verse 28 it says, Let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship and reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
在第十二章二十八节那里，这里这么说，所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Let brotherly love continue.
你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心。
Let's take a moment now to think about why we should be loving to our brethren.
让我们现在花一点点的时间来想象，为什么我们必须要爱弟兄呢？
Simply put, it's because we're grateful for our salvation.
简单的说，是因为我们为这救恩而感恩。
It's interesting this morning when we are having our discussion group, we said that the folks outside the church love with an ulterior motive.
我们今天早上在小组讨论的时候提到说，在教会之外的人，他们爱的时候是有动机的。
But we also have a motivation for our brotherly love.
不过我们彼此相爱，弟兄之间彼此相爱也是有动机的。
Because we are grateful to God, that's why we love our brothers.
这个动机就是因着我们对神的感恩，所以我们才彼此存弟兄之间的相爱。
It's not because we have a material gain or some benefit that will come directly from loving a brother.
这个不是因为我们能够在物质上会得到些什么，或者是彼此相爱能够从彼此之间得到什么益处。
It's because God saved us, and we are so grateful to God that we want to love those whom God loves.
原因其实就是因为神拯救了我们，所以因着感恩的心，我们就爱那一些神所拯救的人。
Please look at this verse. We are saved by God from God.
那我们再看这段经文，我们是神所拯救的。神从哪里拯救我们呢？从他那里拯救我们。
For God is a consuming fire.
因为神乃是烈火。
If you take a moment to think about the weight of your sin and how you deserve hell and how loving God is to save you from that, you will be grateful too.
如果你稍微花一些时间来考虑到 你的罪的重担何其的严重，而且当神从地狱的熔火里把你拯救出来的时候，你会为这样而感恩。
So how do you show your gratefulness for salvation?
所以你要如何的证明你的，或者是显示你对救恩的这个感恩呢？
You love your brethren.
通过彼此相爱。
What kind of manners do you have if the person that saved you asks you to love someone and you say no?
如果有一个人救了你的性命，他要求你爱另外一个人，你如果是说不，这一种是什么样子的礼仪？
If someone saved you physically, would you go to that person and spit in his bride's face?
如果有一个人救了你的性命，你会不会向他的妻子的脸上吐口水呢？
Obviously not.
当然不会。
So why would you not love your brothers?
所以为什么你不爱你的弟兄呢？
Salvation is the motivation for love.
救恩就是我们相爱的动机。
Christ gave us that salvation.
耶稣基督赐给我们这一个救恩。
It's in the context of how throughout the book of Hebrews that Christ has been magnified.
整本希伯来书的背景是将荣耀归给基督的。
Our Savior deserves worship.
我们的救主是配得我们的敬拜。
As you can see throughout the chapter 1 to 11 of the book of Hebrews, we see that Christ is superior to everything, over angels, Old Testament systems, Moses and the law, the priesthood. Christ, when he came, fulfilled all this.
希伯来书第一章到第十一章告诉了我们，耶稣基督是超越所有的事情的。耶稣基督超越了天使，他超越了摩西，还有旧约的律法，也超越了所有的祭司等等的。
And is this superior Savior that saved you from the wrath of God?
也就是这一位超越一切的救主，从神的愤怒当中将你拯救出来。
So.Let brotherly love continue.
所以你们必须长存弟兄相爱的心。
If you look at John 13:34-35, you'll see that this is consistent throughout Scripture.
从约翰福音13:34-35，让我们看见这样的教导是从整本圣经都是遍满的。
Why would the author of Hebrews tell us to let brotherly love continue?
为什么希伯来书的作者叫我们要长存弟兄相爱的心呢？
First, he assumes that it already exists.
首先，他已经假设这样的心是有存在的。
And second, he assumes that they already know what it is.
第二，他也假设他们已经知道这样的相爱之心是怎么样的。
It's not because the fellow believers are lovable or loving.But because Christ told us to love.
这个不是因着其他的信徒是可爱的，这一个是因为耶稣基督命令我们必须相爱。
In John 13:34, it says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as Christ Himself has loved you, and you also are to love one another. By this testimony, all people will know that you are My disciples, if." You have love for one another.
约翰福音13:34，耶稣基督说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
You see, this love is a supernatural love.
这一个爱是超凡的爱。
Only when you are empowered by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God can you love.The brethren around you.
只有通过圣灵还有神的话所赐给你的力量，你才能够爱你周围的人。
Take a look at 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because, or by the testimony of, we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death.
约翰一书 书三章十四节告诉我们，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了，没有爱心的乃住仍住在死中。
Instead of abiding in death, we should abide in brotherly love.
我们不应该住在死中，我们应该爱弟兄。
The Holy Spirit empowers us to love those that have the Holy Spirit inside them.
圣灵赐给我们力量来爱那些也有圣灵内住的人。
You see, like Christ, true Christians have a love for non-Christians.
就好像耶稣基督一样，真正的基督徒会爱非基督徒。
But there is a preferential love for those in Christ.
可是我们应该对这主内的弟兄姐妹有着一种对这为这他们好处的爱心。
Just as we love many people, there is still a deeper love for our own families.
虽然我们爱许许多多的人，不过我们还是更加的爱自己家人。
So in God's family, we should love those who love God more than those who hate God.
所以在神的家中也是一样，我们必须要更加的爱那一些爱主的人，而不是那么的爱那一些恨主的人。
The Bible says that we should express our love by doing good to all people, but especially and particularly for your spiritual family.
圣经教导我们，我们必须通过行善来表现我们对所有人的爱。不过这一种行善必须特别在神的家中这么做。
Please turn to Galatians 6:10.
请打开圣经到加拉太书第六章第十节。
Galatians 6:10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith."
加拉太书六章十节，所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
You see, to not love the local church.It's ridiculous.
所以如果你们不爱你的地方教会是荒谬的。
If you don't even love those whom you can see every week, don't talk about loving Christians from other churches.
如果你每个星期能够见到的那些弟兄姐妹你不爱他们的话，你不要再说你爱其他教会的弟兄姐妹。
To quote last week's speaker, Don Green mentioned that you can't arrive lateNot talk to anyone. Sit at the back and be obedient to God's design for the church.
我引用上个星期的讲员董格林牧师所讲的，你不应该迟到，而且完全不跟任何人讲话，坐在后面的，而以为自己能够顺服神给教会的设计。
You see, the intent is not to tell the people in the back row that you are not obedient to God's word.
我们的这个用意不是告诉你说你只要坐在最后一排你就是不顺服神的话。
What we're saying is if you keep fellow believers who love God at arm's length, you are not practicing brotherly love.
我们在这里所说的是，如果你与那一些信主的人划清界限的话，你不是在操练神的爱。
Please don't be deceived.If you do not love the brothers that you can see, how do you love the God you cannot see?
你不要自欺了，因为如果你不爱那些你看得见的弟兄姐妹，你如何爱你所看不见的神呢？
But you may say, I don't even like these people.
你可能会说，我甚至不喜欢这些人。
But you see, that's why this Christian community love is supernatural.
可是就是因为这样，所以我们才看得出我们这一个基督徒彼此的相爱是超凡的。
The more you think about the weight of your sin and how God saved you, the more grateful you'll be. And the more grateful you'll be, the more you want to love those whom God loves.
你越加的思想神从你的重罪当中把你拯救出来，你会越加的感恩，你越加的感恩。 就会更加的爱周围那些同得救恩的弟兄姐妹。
Scriptures is very clear on this. In 1 John 4:19 to 21 states, "We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must love his brother."
圣经在这一方面的教导非常的清楚，在约翰一书4:19，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Let us be faithful to loving the few believers around us in GBF.
所以我们在爱我们周围就是恩道堂的弟兄姐妹的时候，必须要忠心。
Look around you. Serious. Just look your left and right right now.
现在我请大家要向周围看看，你的左边，看你的右边。
For your season in life in 2015 this year, this is who has got place in your life.
你在生命的这一个阶段所看见的这一些人，就是神放入你生命中的这些人。
Obey God, love now.
你要顺服神，现在就要爱。
Love unifies.
爱会使我们合一。
We are one body.
我们是同一个身体。
And that has always been the intention.
这个也是神的旨意。
In John 17:21, it reads that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe you have sent me.
约翰福音17:21，使他们都合而为一。正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
You see, if we love one another, we'll be unified.
如果我们彼此相爱的话，我们就合而为一。
And God will be pleased.
这个会蒙神喜悦。
In Romans 12:5, it reads, "So we, though many, as in many types and many kinds of people,are one body in Christ and individual members one of another."
罗马书12:5说，我们这许多人，也就是说许多不同的人，在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So how does this look like?
这个是如何的绘画呢？
I surveyed a few people in church about what brotherly love means.
我在教会当中访问了几个人，问他们觉得弟兄相爱的心是什么。
What do they think brotherly love looks like in Grace Bible Fellowship?
他们觉得在我们的教会，就是恩道堂里面，觉得爱心是如何的表现呢？
I'd like to quote a sister.
我要引用一个姐妹所讲的。
She said, "Serving together, spending time togetherDo nothing also can. Don't do anything also can."
有一个姐妹这么说，这个是一同的侍奉，花时间在一起，就算是什么都不做也没关系。
One of the highlights of the camp for her was just having informal gatherings to chat with fellow campers, like after a meal.
对这一个姐妹来说，其中一个让她值得感恩的，就是在营会的时候，能够在饭后与其他的弟兄姐妹闲聊。
So as all of you know, we just had our church camp.
大家都知道我们的营会刚过。
And I'd like to point out a few examples of brotherly love during the church camp.
我要通过这个机会来让大家看见，营会的时候有许许多多弟兄彼此相爱的心的例子。
As different members of the body exercise their gifts,
当身体的不同肢体他们操练自己的恩赐时，
we are all blessed.
我们大家都得益。
We're grateful for Philene's artistic contribution to the book.
们感谢我们的姐妹菲利，因为是她设计我们这个营会手册的这个表封面。
We're grateful for all of you who took care of the kids. Not just Nigel, but several of you have like multiple kids hanging over you during the camp.
我们也很感谢那些照顾孩子的弟兄姐妹。
As a parent, I'm greatly relieved to let you take care of the kids.
因为身为家长，当你们为着我们照顾孩子的时候，会使我们轻松的多了。
Some have more muscles than others.
当然，有些人的肌肉比较多。
And then there are also conversations after meals where everybody's just getting to know each other, and that, to me, is brotherly love.
还有在饭后的时候彼此的交谈呢，彼此的认识，对我来说，这一个也是弟兄相爱的心。
Obviously, some of the ladies get together to chat, and that is a good way of showing Christian community love.
当然，姐妹来到一起来彼此的交谈交通的时候，这一个也是团契的爱。
When they find out more about each other's lives, struggles, or even get to know a sister that they previously didn't know.
当他们花时间来彼此的了解、彼此的认识，还有更加的明白到彼此有什么挑战，或者认识一些他从未认识过的人，这一些都是相爱。
While sisters.Fellowship that way, brothers shoot one another.
当姐妹这样如此的团契时，弟兄正在向彼此的射击。
I think God designed men and women quite differently.
神设计男人跟女人是不一样的。
And that's how we get to know each other initially.
这一个就是我们开始的了解对方。
The red team won.
红队赢了。
Also, we spent some time having fun together as a church where we played games together.
当然，我们一同游戏的时候，我们也花了许多宝贵的时间在一起。
You may think, oh, even non-Christians can play games together.
你可能会想，哎呀，就算是非信徒，他们也能够一起玩耍。
But I can tell you that everyone was quite gracious when they played games, even though competitive.
不过我能够告诉你，在我们在游戏的时候，每个人都是非常的有爱心、有恩典的。
And as you're looking at all these photos, we cannot forget the paparazzi skills of Jie Yi, who was taking photos throughout the camp.
当然，我们在看欣赏这些照片的时候，我们不要忘记我们的狗仔队，就是杰伊姐妹。
We play together.We pray together.
我们一同游戏，我们一同祷告。
We also had times, like mentioned before by that sister, to chat after messages or meals, just to get to know one another.
我们在听了信息之后，也是有时间的，一同来分享这个团契等等的。
And as the camp rolled on, we found out that certain people had skills that in musical instruments.
当然，我们也在营会的时候发现有一些人在这个音乐或者乐器上有恩赐。
And others have abilities to handle challenging kids.
有另外一些人却有这个恩赐来照顾那一些非常充满挑战性的孩子。
Speaking of which, we want to talk a little bit about.In the camp.
我们在这里，我要借一个机会来谈一谈在营会发生的一件小事件。
A very practical way of showing brotherly love is to take care of someone else's kids.
当你照顾另外一个人的孩子的时候，是一个让你表现弟兄相爱的心很好的一个实际行为。
You see.A number of people without the appointment of babysitter took care of the kids.
有好几个人虽然没有被指定要照顾孩子，不过他们却自愿的去照顾这些孩子。
Like the Ng brothers and Mary Ann and several others.
就好像牧师的三个儿子，还有 Mary Ann 姐妹等等的。
They took care of the kids.
他们照顾了这些孩子。
Even if they're not scheduled during that time.
虽然我们没有特别的安排时间指定他们要在这一段时间照顾这些孩子。
And during Elson and Lynn's baptism, Crystal took a big risk to take Charlotte away from the parents.
还有在我们的弟兄 Elson 还有 Lynn 姐妹受浸的时候 ，Crystal 她冒了一个险，就是她将他们的孩子给抱走了。
The child is just expressing her disapproval the only way she knows how, to cry.
孩子在这一个时候就只有通过一个途径来发表他不同意的这个意见，就是哭泣。
So Crystal brought Charlotte away, and when she softened and quietened down and controlled herself, Crystal walked towards the parents, but then she'll cry again and she'll walk away, and then she'll walk back and she'll calm down and walk.Back and forth. This happened for 20 over times.
当 Crystal 将他们的女儿给抱走了之后，她会开始哭泣。可是过了一会儿，她就会冷静下来。Crystal 就会将孩子抱到父母亲那里去。可是当孩子一靠近父母亲的时候，她又开始的大声哭泣。Crystal 姐妹就会把她的孩子抱走了。这一次这样的一个事件发生了二十几次。
Do you know how dangerous it is?
你知不知道这个是多么危险的一件事情？
Crystal risks being misunderstood.
因为 Crystal 她冒险了，她这个冒险可能会被人家误解。
But the parents didn't misunderstand.
可是父母却没有误解。
At other times, Mei-Ting and Marianne would hug Lynn so that Charlotte would get used to the mom not being her only property.
还有另外一些时候，美婷姐妹还有 Marianne 姐妹会拥抱 Lynn 姐妹，为了让她的孩子 Charlotte 明白她不拥有她的母亲。
You see, this is teaching a child to share her mom.
这个是在教导孩子必须要与其他人分享她的母亲。
It's risky for everyone.
对所有人来说都是非常冒险的。
If you know the history of GBF,
如果你知道我们恩道堂的历史的话。
Jubilee has puked on Ryan before when he tried to pick her away.
因为当我们的弟兄 Ryan 想要抱 Jubilee 的时候，他曾经吐在他的身上。
It's dangerous for everyone.
这个对所有人而言都是非常危险的。
You see, observers outside of GBF's community,
如果是在恩道堂以外的一些旁观者
，may think that we're being busybodies.
他们可能会觉得你们好管闲事。
But please keep in mind that the parents have already asked for the support.
可是你必须要记得，父母亲彼此之间，他们已经要求了彼此支持。
We do so only with the parents' approval.
我们如此的行，是因为父母亲已经给我们许可了。
We are building a culture.
我们在这里要建立一种不同的文化。
It takes a village to raise a child.
因为要养育一个孩子需要一整村人。
GBF is a village of love.
恩道堂就是一个充满爱心的村庄。
So many people tell our children off in love.
有许多人会以爱心来责备我们的孩子。
Anna, eat. Obey your mommy now.
Anna, 快点吃，你要听你妈妈的话。
Christabel, raise your hand if you want to talk.
Isabel, 如果你要讲话的话，你首先必须要举手。
Maurice, please don't touch the electrical cables.
Maurice, 不要动那些电线。
Jaden, say thank you, mommy, or thank you, daddy.
Jaden, 你必须要跟父母亲道谢。
You see, doing this is risky.
我们这么做是在冒险。
There's nothing much to gain from doing this.
因为如此做，我们不会得益。
It's much easier just.
我们如果是当作看不见，更加的容易。
And Luke 6:32, without turning there, I'll just tell you the idea. There is that the world thinks this way. I love you because you will love me.
在路加福音6:32，我们不需要翻到那里。不过那里给的一个思想就是，世界爱我是因为我爱世界。
But in brotherly love, you love even if.
可是弟兄彼此相爱的心，也就是说，其他人吐在你的身上，你还是必须要爱。
Remember this, Your worship to God must manifest in your love for your brethren.
你必须要记得，你对神的敬拜会表现在你爱弟兄的心上。
Your vertical Godward love will show in a horizontal love for your brethren.
你跟神的关系是通过你跟弟兄之间的关系而显现出来的。
You see, the awareness that you are doing something that is pleasing to God adds a quality and a depth to your love.
如果你是能够纪念到你所做的一切是蒙神喜悦的话，这样你与神之间的关系就会更加有深有这个内涵。
As well as the satisfaction in exercising it.
而且当你这么的灵的时候，你会得到满足。
Natural affections of the world cannot duplicate this.
这个世界上那一种自然的感情是不能够这么做的。
This is supernatural.
这个是超凡的。
Romans 5:5 tells us the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. This love is from the Holy Spirit.
罗马书五章五节告诉我们，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，所以这一种爱只有通过圣灵才能够表现出来。
You see, we can't parent together as a churchor walk as Christians in this church if we don't have absolute trust with one another.
如果我们不彼此的信赖，我们不可能一同的行这个基督徒的生活，我们也不可能一同的来成为孩童的家长。
Why did we parent that way in the camp or on a Sunday? Because we love the soul of our children, the souls of our children.
为什么我们能够这样一同的来做家长呢？因为我们爱惜我们孩童的灵魂。
We want them to obey a visible parental authority so that they'll obey an invisible God's authority.
我们要孩子们能够顺服他所能够看见的权柄，这样的话他们才能够顺服他们看不见神的权柄。
We must be willing to be inconvenienced for our church.
我们应该为这教会的利益而使自己不便。
We must be willing to pray for our church.
我们应该甘心为教会祷告。
And to pray effectively, we must take time to know one another in the church.
如果我们要更加有效的祷告，我们必须花时间来彼此的认识。
We need to give each other the benefit of the doubt.
我们必须不要彼此的怀疑。
And all these decisions you must make in your mind.Before you even talk to someone.
这一些决定你应该在还未与另外一个人交谈的时候就已经做好了。
So the three ideas I want to keep in mind for brotherly love is to be grateful in your motivation to God.
所以我们在纪念这一个弟兄彼此相爱的心的时候，我们要想到这三点。
And I'll give youthe next two together because your thought life leads to your actions.
第一点就是你要在动机上感恩，第二跟第三点我要一同的讲，就是在思想上要宽宏。
And also in gracious in actions.
第三点在行为上要恩慈。
The idea is you think the best of one another.
在这里意味着你必须要想像其他人比你更加的好。
And you speak the truth to one another.
你要彼此的说诚实话。
So if you look at Ephesians 4,
如果你打开以弗所书第四章，
you can see the small print here. It reads that therefore having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another.
以弗所书四章二十五节，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
That's the idea of the church, the local church.
这个就是地方教会所带来的这个含义。
Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil.
生气却不要犯罪，不可袒露到日落，也不可给鬼魔留地步。
As you are In the church, there's bound to be some friction. Don't hold on to your anger.
当你在教会的时候，肯定会与其他人有所摩擦。如果你必须不要含着怒气。
Let's skip ahead to verse 29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
第二十九节，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Watch your lips.
你必须要看好自己的舌头。
Say things that God will be pleased with.
你所讲的话必须要蒙神喜悦。
Especially to the members in the body of Christ.
尤其是对这耶稣基督身体的那一些肢体。
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit, verse 30, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away.From you, along with all malice.
第三十节，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、软闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
And if you can put this to memory too, it would be great. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God.In Christ forgave you.
如果你能够将这下一节背诵起来，这更加的好，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
You see, it's the same picture again. Your vertical forgiveness from God should manifest in your horizontal forgiveness to the brothers around you.
我们在这里又看到了同样的一个图片。就是我们从神那里所得的饶恕，必须在我们彼此饶恕之间表现出来。
Don't let bitterness grow.
我们不要含怒，也不要含着这个苦毒。
If there's one unique characteristic of brotherly love, it's forgiveness.
如果我们讲到弟兄彼此相爱的心有什么独特之处，那个就是彼此的饶恕。
Can we forgive those who irritate us?
我们能够饶恕那些刺激我们的人吗？
We should.
我们应该。
Can we bear with those who rub us the wrong way by the way they smile or they say things? Maybe they didn't brush their teeth that day.
我们能够忍耐那些与我们摩擦的人吗？可能他那一天没有刷牙，所以我看他很不顺眼。
We should.
我们应该这样做。
Let's be great-hearted in our thoughts about these brothers.
我们在思想上必须宽容。
Think the best of one another.
我们应该想彼此之间的思想应该是最好的。
Perhaps he didn't have time to brush his teeth that morning while he rushed to church.
可能那天早上他赶着来教会，没时间刷牙。
Think the best of one another.
我们要往好的去想。
And in so doing, as in 1 Peter 4:8.If we keep loving one another earnestly, we'll see that this love covers a multitude of sins.
如果我们是如此行的话，彼得前书四章八节告诉我们，最要紧的就是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
It doesn't point a spotlight at one another's sins and flaws and weaknesses.
他不会用一个照明灯来照明你所有的缺陷，你所有的罪状。
Are we saying don't expose sin? No.
我们是不是说不要将罪指出来呢？不是的。
But don't make it a habit to point out everybody's sin and not examine your own.
不过你不要造成一种习惯，就是你常常的指出其他的人的罪，却不自我审查。
Proverbs 10:12 tells us that hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses.
箴言十章十二节告诉我们，恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。
And Proverbs 17:9 tells us that whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends.
箴言十七章九节也告诉我们，遮掩人过的，寻求人爱。屡次挑错的，这一个是离间密友。
I'm sure you might have experienced when somebody tells you, "Aiyah, last time ah, you did that before."
我相信你肯定是有经验，就是你有一些周围的人来告诉你，你曾经这么做过。
You don't feel good, right?
你不会因为这样而觉得好过，对吗
？Make it your mission not to do that to anyone.
所以你必须让自己不要像其他人这么做。
Especially to the household of God.
尤其是在神的家中更是如此。
Let the past be the past.
过去了就让它过去吧。
Let's love now and move on.
我们现在就要相爱，继续的走下去。
I'd like to quote another person that I surveyed.
我也要引用另外一个我所访问的人所讲的。
A brother said that brotherly love is to him.
有一个弟兄说，弟兄相爱的心就是。
When I'm gently admonished and advised by brothers that look out for me and my family.
当有人温柔的提醒我，还有。因为他们关心我跟我的家人而告诉我这些事情。
I repeat, when I am gently admonished and advised by brothers that look out for me and my family.
当那些关心我的弟兄他们温柔地提醒我，或者是他们给我意见的时候。
This person and the previous anonymous sister is in this church.
这个人还有刚才我所讲的那一个姐妹，他们都是这一个教会的人。
This is real Christian living in GBL.
这个就是恩道堂里面真正基督徒的生活。
When your sins or foolish decisions are pointed out to you,
当你的罪或者是你的愚拙的一些决定被人指出的时候
，Are you willing to graciously accept correction?
你愿意谦卑的接受改正吗？
Other than these private moments of discipleship, what does the Christian community love look like on a weekly basis at GBS?
除了这一些单对一对一的这一些场合，在教会里面每个星期有什么样子的情况呢？
Someone has said here that the frequent fellowship outside of Sunday and sharing of issues and challenges we face.
有人说这个是我们常常在星期天以外的那些团契，当我们彼此的分享我们所面对的挑战的时候。
Another person said when brothers and sisters take time to know what's going on in each other's lives and pray alongside them.
另外一个弟兄这么说，当弟兄姐妹花时间来来彼此的认识，知道彼此在生命里有什么样子的挑战，还有跟他们一同的祷告。
Another person said opening up their lives.
另外一个人说，向其他的人打开我们的心门。
Another said helping those in need and encouraging them with the word.
还有帮助那些有需要的，还有用圣经来鼓励他们。
And another said being honest with each other.
还有彼此的要诚实对待。
It's very encouraging to hear all this from the church.
我们从教会的弟兄姐妹的口中听见这些是非常值得鼓励的。
And you must remember these are all motivated by their gratefulness to God for their salvation.
我们要记得在背后的动机就是对神救恩的感恩。
There are other moments too.
还有其他的事件
that may not have been in the church camp.
可能是不在营会时发生的
or could be contained in a typical week at church.
或者也不是每个星期所发生的
But let's look at another tangible example.
那我们再看另外一个实际的这个例子
During Mother's Day,
母亲节那一天
Pigia and her team thoughtfully planned to have the children give the flowers to their mothers.
佩佳姐妹与其他的姐妹，她们非常的精心策划着，让孩子们献花给母亲。
Several of these ladies are not yet married.
这些姐妹许多都是未婚的姐妹。
And their love for the marriage moms and the families and the children showed that they were very sensitive and gracious.
他们对母亲们还有孩子们的那些爱心，就看见了他们是非常的非常精心的。
See, there was a little worry that, oh, if we celebrated Mother's Day, would the singles feel left out?
我们起初有点担心，如果是庆祝母亲节的话，单身的姐妹会不会觉得被忽略了呢？
But the single ladies blew our minds and organized the celebration.
不过这一次的这一个庆祝，其实是由这些单身的姐妹精心策划的。
See, there's a lot of stuff that happens in the background that you may not see.
在幕后其实有许许多多的事情在发生着，这些是人看不见的。
But I encourage you to get to know Grace Bible Fellowship inside out.
不过我要鼓励你，你要彻底的明白了解我们的教会。
Do you know about our own Spider-Man?
你知道我们的有一个蜘蛛人吗？
Our webmaster Ryan.
我们的网站就是他所设的。
Who is also our DJ?
他也是我们的音响设备专家。
And our food IC who is on leave today.
也是我们的食物专家，不过今天请假。
Or Mei Ting who faithfully translates the Bible reading guide.
或者是美玲姐妹，她忠心的翻译我们的读经手册。
Or Margaret and the team that is faithful to prepare class for Sunday school and vacation Bible school.
还有 Margaret 与她的一队人。中心的预备着这个儿童假日圣经营，还有我们每个星期的这个儿童主日学的这些手工。
Do you know about Glenn carefully choosing songs that align with the theme of the message?
我们的 Glenn 弟兄他也是精心的选一些歌曲，是根据我们讲到的这些信息。
While managing the various requests for camps,
或者是他也是在营会当中照顾到所有人对他的要求。
How about Grace? On one hand, diligently typing the songs that you are singing, and the other hand holding on to Morris.
还有我们的 Grace 姐妹，她一手抱着孩子，一手打出我们唱这些歌词。
What about Lindy? Practicing the piano while trying to find time to meet ladies in her neighborhood to go through a Bible study.
还有 Lindy, 她需要花时间来练习弹琴，而且需要找时间来带领她在家里的一个查经班。
Or a particular somebody that fixes the aircon and cleans the filter.
还有另外一个人，他会在教会这里洗这个冷气机。
Or people who get the church ready or clean up the church.
或者是打扫教会，还有将教会预备好的。
There are many things that you might not notice, but God notices.
有许许多多的事情是你们看不见的，不过神却看在眼内。
And for all of you that I just embarrassed, don't worry, you won't lose your heavenly reward when I mention your names.
还有我刚刚所提到的这些人，你们不要担心，因为虽然我提到你们的名字，不过你不会失去你在天上的赏赐。
Of course, we have seen how brotherly love is shown through deliberate actions.
当然，我们看见这个弟兄彼此相爱的心是必须要故意的行出来的。
And that we do things, we are gracious in actions.
当我们做事情的时候，我们在行为上要有恩慈。
That's a positive way of showing brotherly love.
这个是我们正面的向弟兄表现爱心。
But a negative way is to stumble your brother.
可是还有负面的，就是如果你使弟兄跌倒。
I'd like you to turn to 1 Corinthians 13.
请你打开圣经到哥林多前书。
And keep your finger on 1 Corinthians 13 as we read 1 Corinthians 8:13 on the screen.
哥林多前书第十三章，不过当你们翻到第十三章的时候，我们会首先读第八章。
First Corinthians 8:13 says, Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble.
哥林多前书八章十三节，所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。
The idea here is that you don't want to cause anyone to sin.
这里所教导的意味着你不要使任何人绊倒或者是跌倒。
So if being argumentative stumbles your brother, don't be.
如果你是充满着争论性的这种交谈会使人跌倒，你就不要这么充满着争论。
Even if you have a right point, but you send it across in a hurtful manner, don't do it.
就算你是有理的，可是你却讲的时候态度是带着伤害的态度，你就不要这么做。
If saying something rash hurts those around you who hear it, it is unloving.
如果你冲动的讲出某些话会使周围的人受到伤害，你就最好不要讲。
Think for others around you.
你必须考虑到周围的人。
Let brotherly love continue.
要长存弟兄彼此之间的爱心。
There's a right time, right context, and right company when you say things.
当你讲话的时候，必须要合时，必须要合适，而且必须要合众。
Some things are better said in private.
有一些事情是单独的说比较好。
So while you're in 1 Corinthians 13, and we won't go through the whole passage, I just want you to look at 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 to 3 verse.
所以当你在看哥林多前书十三章的时候，我们首先看第一到第三节。
And as you glance through it, notice it's a series of hyperboles.
当我们略略看过的时候，我们会发现这里有一系列的比喻。
It is not to say that they are doing, that Paul is doing this, but he's basically saying, even if you did all these things, but you have not love, you're nothing.
保罗的意思是，你就算能够做这一切，你如果没有爱心，这个是徒然的。
So, how not to stumble your brothers?
你要怎样的不绊倒弟兄呢？
Look at verse 5.
让我们看第五节。
Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things.Believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。爱不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。爱凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Love begins in our koinonia.
爱是从我们的 koinonia 这里开始的。
Which is our community here in.
也就是我们在恩道堂这里所有的团体。
So in conclusion, remember to be grateful to God for your salvation.
所以我们在总结这里，你要记得在你的动机上必须对神感恩。
Be great-hearted in your thoughts towards other people.
在你对其他人的思想上要宽宏。
And don't just think nice soft thoughts, but do something about it.
可是不要只是在思想上，你必须在行为上。
See, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, again the vertical, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. And anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
Be creative.
你在这方面要有创意。
Come up with ways where you can exercise brotherly love.
你要思想从什么地方能够让你操练彼此相爱的心。
Make it your ambition to love.
你要将这个彼此的相爱作为自己的目标。
Love begins with God.
爱是从神开始的。
We love because He first loved us.
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
And the more satisfaction and delight we find in His love, the more we delight in loving others.
我们越加的在神对我们的爱得到满足，我们会越加的爱我们周围的人。
The more enjoyment we have in God, the more we truly enjoy those who love God.
我们在神那里得到越大的喜乐，我们就会更加的与周围的人分享。
The more we grow in our joy to God, the more joy we find in the joy of loving others around us.
我们如果是在对神所赐的喜悦上更加的成长的话，我们就会更加的与弟兄姐妹的之间更有喜乐。
Make it your ambition to love.
我们的目标应该就是要爱。让我们重新的祷告。天父，我们感谢你，我们能够爱是因为你先爱我们。当我们还做罪人的时候，你差你的独生子为我们钉死在十字架上，为的是拯救我们。所以让我们因着感恩的心来彼此的相爱，让我们在思想上能够更加的彼此相爱，也在行为上能够显出我们众人之间是与世间的人不一样的。所以让我们彼此相爱的心能够让这个世界的人看见我们是属耶稣基督的。我们将这祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。